A recent unsigned memo shared with worker compensation stakeholders outlined sketchy details of a plan to completely revamp workers' comp in Wisconsin. The plan splits various functions of the current program among different agencies, closes offices outside of Madison and Milwaukee, and slashes the numbers of judges available to resolve complaints and restricts their ability to make agreements among parties. Worker comp attorney with Hawks and Quindell, Aaron Halstead, doesn't understand what's prompting the move.
There is, at this point, complete secrecy around what the motivation for it is, who proposed it, why they proposed it, and from all that I've heard talking both with representatives of the workers' comp insurance industry, people who represent injured employees, and people who adjudicate these cases, no one knows.
The move is counter to years of history of joint decision-making with worker comp stakeholders over changes to the law.
Historically, and we're talking going back decades, there has been a joint committee between the insurance industry and the, call it the employee side, who have year after year caucused and come up with agreed upon changes to the workers' compensation statute. That committee has been left completely out of this discussion, both the insurance industry side and the labor / employee side. At this point, no one knows why this is happening, but everyone agrees that it makes no sense.
Passed into law in 1911, Wisconsin Workers' Compensation Program is not only the longest running in the country, but is also known as one of the best run programs in the entire nation. The current program provides more than just deciding cases.
An insurance company can call the Workers' Comp Division every day of the year that it's open and have the opportunity to speak to a judge. And there is a huge body of questions that get answered every day and every week by judges. A judge will pick up the phone and will get those parties on the phone, even if and especially if there are no lawyers involved, and walk through the question with them and attempt to mediate a solution and provide guidance. This proposal, which will reduce the workers' comp judges to nothing but hearing and deciding cases, will completely do away with that function. There will be no one to answer those questions, and as a result, the number of cases that will end up going to hearing is just going to multiply dramatically.
The proposal bars the administrative law judges from providing any advice to workers who often appear in front of them without legal representation. That was Aaron Halstead, workers' comp attorney with Hawks and Quindell. We hope to have additional details of the plans for next week's show.